Summer weekends, Maine's lobstermen choose a harbor along the coast and converge for a century-old ritual, lobster boat races. Split into different classes, diesel, lady skippers, and wooden boats, they throttle down to see who'll earn bragging rights. Clive Farron heads Maine's Lobster Boat Racing Association. NPR's Ann Hawke set out with him in Searsport for the last race.
It's a cool and hazy Saturday morning. Ideal racing weather.
My name's Clive Farron. I'm from Booth Bay Harbor, and I'm 55.
I'm Isaac Beale. I'm from Beale's Island, and I'm 61.
Yeah, he's in the gas class. I'm in the diesel class. When you get nice weather like this, it's beautiful, beautiful scenery. Nothing compares to it anywhere, because you get sucked in dungeon thicker fog, that puts another slant on it. And we've made the trip when you couldn't see hardly the bow of the boat.
I like my boat. I'm not competitive with people, but I like run my old wooden boat.
It's kind of nice to see an old wooden boat slide by the new fiberglass ones.
The harbor is a steely gray expanse with a rim of forest green. Spectators cluster on the dock. Isaac Beale unties his boat. Clive Farron sets anchor and gets ready to cheer Isaac on.
Well, I guess they're untying.
Straight line. Yep, drag racing. It's a rolling start. They get the boats all lined up, and there's a person on the start boat that drops a flag, and when he drops a flag, you give it to her. Hope you get to the other end without breaking anything. She got squirrely on him.
It's not every day you see lobster boats tip upward and leave a wake. Isaac's boat gets foiled this time by the ripple behind a fiberglass one.
I don't know. I bet you see Isaac do something else for next year.
Some racers think winning's everything, but Clive takes it in stride.
You're either a good sport and you accept the judge's decision as being final, or you act like an armpit and you have a temper tantrum over it, you know.
Race 27, wooden boat. Second, Isaac and Christopher.
Yeah,
you held it together.
I held it together. I had to race against fiberglass boat. You told me I wouldn't. We didn't do too well, did we?
We didn't get that engine up to where she was supposed to be. That's okay. Maybe my turn next time.
Next season.
Ann Hawke, NPR News, Searsport, Maine.
That's it. I want to thank you all for coming. Next year we'll make it bigger.
Thank you.